This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
You're listening to WBEZ. The Illinois Department of Corrections has long faced accusations of abuse and violence toward people with mental illness. It has a poor track record when it comes to providing mental health care, and now advocates are worried things are about to get even worse. That's because for the first time in 5 years, the state's treatment of prisoners who have mental illness will no longer be under the oversight of an independent federal monitor. WBEZ criminal justice reporter Shannon Heffernan has covered prisons for years. She joins us now. And I do want to issue a warning. This conversation includes descriptions of self-harm and suicide. Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
All right, let's get some background. How did the department end up with a monitor?
So in 2016, the state settled a lawsuit over its poor mental health care in prisons, and it promised to make all kinds of improvements. As part of that, a monitor was assigned, basically to make sure they lived up to those promises. And under his watch, he said the department has overall improved its care and made things better. But in a recent report, he still found really big problems, like not enough staff to provide good care and trouble with staff misusing force against people with mental illness.
And this is not a small problem, right? I mean, we're talking about thousands of Illinoisans, correct?
That's right. In recent years, there have been about 30,000 people in the state's prisons at any one time. Of those, there's estimates that about half of them have mental health needs. There's the issue of treatment, but also plaintiffs raise the issue that people are kept in their cells for too long without enough stimulation, and all that can put them in danger. We've heard reports of really serious self-harm and suicide. Since 2019, 20 people have killed themselves behind bars. And plaintiffs in this case write in one of their court filings about the stress at one place, Pontiac Correctional Center. They said it was so high that in August, a few of their clients actually set fires to their bodies inside their locked cells. So the risk of serious harm here, it's high.
You did mention the monitor noted issues with use of force. What's going on there?
He examined videos of times force was used to evaluate if it was appropriate or not. And he said in about 20% of those cases, there were issues that indicated it may not have been necessary. This is an ongoing issue. Back in 2018, for example, the monitor noted in his report that he was seeing patterns with people who were incarcerated having injuries, missing teeth, things like that, under suspicious circumstances. And what he told us was, he said, look, guards aren't mental health workers. If someone is in a mental health crisis and they act out, maybe they throw water at a guard. A guard's not going to assume, oh, that's because of this person's mental illness. It's going to start escalating into a conflict. And we've seen evidence of this in our reporting. Larry Irvin, a 65-year-old man with mental illness, was killed by guards in 2018. And we saw signs of trouble long before that. Same guards with similar behavior in the same spot. So you can start to see why there is this call for oversight for somebody to be looking into it.
Right, right. So what is next?
Well, the state says, look, whether or not there's oversight, whether or not there's this monitor, we're still going to do what we can to provide good mental health care for people in prisons. Advocates are skeptical of that. They say, like, if the state hasn't done it so far, why would they start doing it now? Why would you behave better when no one's looking over your shoulder? And they're pushing in court to try to force the state to have to improve care and to have some oversight to make sure they live up to that promise.
I've been speaking with WBEZ criminal justice reporter Shannon Heffernan. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is WBEZ.